Do you want some good news today? Don't keep scrolling. You know you need it. Here it is. Goodness will prevail. That's right. No matter how dark, how divided, how desperate, discouraged, or disheartened you may be today, know this, God wins in the end. The victory is already won, my friend. Do you need to hear that again? The victory is already won. Death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? Thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that truth in 1 Corinthians 15, we can walk this day with strength and resurrection power, no matter what we may face. God will be glorified. I was reading in the book of John chapter 13. Jesus is with His disciples in the upper room for the Last Supper. He tells them, "One of you will betray me." John leaned in to ask Jesus, "Who is the one?" As a sign, Jesus dips a piece of bread and gives it to Judas. In this moment, Jesus is fully aware of what's happening. One of His closest friends is about to betray Him. But even still, He washed His feet, and in the face of the greatest injustice of all time against the Son of God, goodness prevails. God's plan for redemption unfolds, and the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in Him. So, brothers and sisters, remember, God will get the glory. And we can know from Romans 8:28, He works for the good of those who love Him. We may not understand it all on this side of heaven, but by faith we walk each day, no matter how dark it may be, and we can remember these words of Jesus. John 14:1-4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way. I'll be back for you. It was and is and always will be Jesus. Don't let your hearts be troubled. He is coming again. Do you know the way? If you've never put your faith in the way, the truth, and the life, maybe today really is your day for some good news. Jesus loves you so much. He died for you and rose again, paying the price for your sins. Believe it and you will be saved. And one day you can come and go with me to my Father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of rooms. That's what Jesus said, and that's the truth. It keeps me smiling and living each day with hope for tomorrow. Goodness will prevail. Share that good news today. I can guarantee you someone you know needs to hear it. I'm Lori Klein.